Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, if you're the parent of a child with additional needs, you'll know how difficult it can be to often find school places. And Fianna Fáil Senator Catherine Ard is no different. Catherine is with us on the show today because, Catherine, you spoke fairly openly and honestly, and quite emotionally, I thought, in the Seanad yesterday about your own struggle to find a place for your son. Tell us a little bit about Dara.
Hi, Andrea, and thanks for having me on. I suppose in September 2023, Dara, along with his five classmates, started in the beautiful school in Rathgar. And the staff there, I have to say, are amazing. The board are amazing. And it is a really peaceful and calm environment. And Dara is absolutely thriving there, along with the teachers and all the SMAs. There were some of the gang in the class who were aging out of the early intervention class. So it was agreed with the board that the class would be would transfer into a school age class. That's like what we all know as a junior infant type class. It came to light then last year, probably in around April time, March, April time, that the board had agreed to convert the class into a school age class, but then the patron decided they weren't going to follow through with that. It meant some of the kids had to leave the class. Fortunately, Dara has 1 year left. He's still, from an age point of view, was able to do another year of early intervention. But what it means is next year we don't have a school place for Dara. And I'm like other parents are, you know, it's October. Parents are applying for mainstream schools. They're applying for autism classes. They're trying for special schools. And it's a minefield and there's very little availability, unfortunately, at the moment. And there's also very little visual in terms of what is available. And that's really what I wanted to highlight.
So
the lack of visibility.
Why, you know, the early intervention class that you mentioned, why is that ceasing then?
So what's happening with it is that Dara is aging out of the early intervention class, so he won't be eligible for it next year.
Okay.
And the board had agreed to convert that class then, because there's obviously six kids in the class who need a place, to convert it into a school-age class, so they'll continue on until they're in sixth class. And it was always sort of our understanding that that's what would happen. Maybe naively that we didn't understand that actually, you know, they don't follow on, but the board made had agreed, and there was a long decision of the board where the board on a whole decided that they would convert the class into a school age.
But have you been told why that decision has changed, or what's happened to...
Well, we actually haven't been furnished with the full particulars of the rationale behind it. We've just been told that the patron doesn't want to convert it into a school-age class. So there has been very little engagement with the parents. And I suppose that's where we come from. We have tried... Well, I have tried the sort of nice approach where we write letters and raise it internally, raise it with the NCSE, and we just haven't been getting anywhere. And now none of us have a place in a school. So I felt I had like an obligation, not just to Dara, my son, but to all the other kids in that class and to other kids around the country who are left with no, you know, with like the parents, we don't know if our kids will have places in September.
So the issue is really just you need a level of communication, I suppose, from the school to find out, well, what's changed? Is it a funding shortfall? Is it that there's additional money needed? Or, you know, just was to find out, can something be done to...
Yeah. Well, the board are very much behind us. The board of the school want to convert it into an autism class. It's the patron have decided that's not what they want to do, but they haven't engaged with us. We looked to sit down with them, and they haven't shared the rationale for not wanting to follow the instruction of the board. So, you know, that's where we're coming from this point, school's point of view, from Stratford's point of view. But I suppose when it comes to generally the issue of visibility for parents in terms of knowing where there is spaces in autism classes, where there are spaces in special schools, that's just not available. I know groups like Involve Autism and Dublin 12 Autism, the women there have been unbelievable in terms of, you know, trying to fight for places for schools. But like, we're coming from a low bar, like a lot has been done, but we still have a lot of catching up to do.
And
there's huge stress on parents, and it's just really unfair.
I imagine for a lot of parents, and not just in your circumstances, Catherine, but for others as well, like probably the decision was made to pick that school or go with that school in the first instance because you thought Dara and the other kids in the class would be able to stay on.
Yeah, and I suppose because we all thought that we were, say, last October, we all thought we were in a position that we'd be staying on. No, none of us applied last October for schools for our kids. So we missed out on, like, we missed out on special schools that had admissions opening, that were new schools that were opening. And had we known that we could have applied last October and that we wouldn't have been left in this limbo, you know, things might have been different. But we sort of trusted that it was going to turn into a school age class. And wrongly, probably naively of us. And, you know, this is where we are. So I'm hoping that the patron will change their mind. And I'm hoping, you know, we'll look at in term, making it a lot more transparent, the process from the NCSE's point of view. That's the National Council for Special Education. There really should be a sort of a visibility in terms of what schools have places available, what schools don't, when places might become available. Like we live
some
in a sort
of a centralised system, nearly, or something.
A system like the CAO, you know, we have it for the CAO. We know where people, places are available. And we do need to sort of centralise and digitalise the admission systems. Maybe start with special ed and then go on to mainstream, because just the limbo and the nervousness and the anxiety it causes parents.
Now, I know people...
Like, I have a child who is in mainstream, and it's just, there's no anxiety there. I know he's getting a place in school. He got a place, and it was a different ball game, a different kettle of fish.
Totally different story. I know for people listening today, Catherine, they'll think, you know, no doubt a lot of sympathy for your and many other parents' situation. They'll say, look, you're in government, you're a senator, your own party colleague is the Minister for Education. If there was plenty of money could be found for these phone pouches and the whole lot, is there not something can be done?
Well, listen, we have started on from a really low base, okay? So we started at the very bottom, and huge amount of classes have been opened, huge resources have been put into teachers and more SNAs, but it's just not enough. We have to be really ambitious. We have to be so much more ambitious for our kids. We have a lot of money. We are a wealthy country, and we need to spend it now. Like, there's no point siphoning it away for like a rainy day, because the kids need it now, and it's not wasted money. It's really, you know, it's well spent money. If you spend money on our kids, like we have the old Irish proverb, mull na óga agus chucky sheep. And it's not just spending money on the kids, it's spending money on families, on relationships, on parents.
But can you and the education minister not do something about it then?
Well, if you look at what has been done, they have opened some classes. I want more classes to be opened up. I want to digitalise the NCSE system. And I have called for this in the past. But I suppose I highlighted my own case because there was a huge urgency. Not that the timing happens to be around an election, but also October is the time when all parents around the country are applying. And I have been one of those parents applying for schools, and it's just not happening. So I felt I may not get another chance to raise it. I'm in the Shannon. We're on our last few weeks, and I wanted to make sure I did my best by my son, and I did my best by my son's classmates as well.
So the interesting email in from a listener. Jasmine's got in touch. She says, my lovely son Lewis is 6 years of age. He has a diagnosis of autism and global developmental delay, but unfortunately he still too has no placement yet. And last August we had to leave the creche he was in because they didn't have the resources to find him, resulting in him in me having to leave my job. I'm still not working. He has no school. His name is on endless amounts of lists. The schools can't get teachers or support workers because the wages aren't enough. Most of the teachers are going abroad for better pay. The Education Act of 1998 states that a child must be in a school by the age of six. So I'm wondering, am I now breaking the law because the government is failing him? From a very, very concerned mum, and that comes in from Jasmine. I don't know, have you the answer for that, Catherine?
I don't have the answer, and obviously I'm sure she has a CNO and she's getting home tuition, but that's not where she wants to be. And you're failing women, because ultimately it's women who have to stay at home. On the whole, not all the time. Because people will be texting me, but on the whole, it's women who take on the caring roles. And when the child can't get a place in the creche, when the child doesn't have a place in school, it's the women who tend to sacrifice.
Well, exactly, as Jasmine said, she is the one who's had to, you know, leave her job as a result of this. Fianna Fáil Senator Catherine Arda. Catherine, thank you for sharing your own story with us on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.